People of all ages crowded onto the sidewalk in front of the Citizenship and Immigration Services office, chanting, singing, waving Haitian flags, and passing around bottles of water. The crowd intermittently swelled across Northwest 7th Avenue, blocking traffic. 31-year-old Karen Frederick attended. She is a permanent U.S. resident, but her parents and her brothers are under TPS. She says deporting the more than 50,000 people currently protected would be economically devastating for Haiti.
It's not only it's going to deport 55,000 people living here, but it's like deportation for their family members living in Haiti as well. So it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard for us if they send them back home. So
that's why Frederick is concerned about people in Haiti who would no longer have remittances from relatives in the U.S. Many protesters repeated Donald Trump's campaign promise to be Haitians' quote, greatest champion, and called on Trump to stand by that promise. The protest was organized by FOM, or Haitian Women of Miami. I'm Holly Pretzky in Miami.